Hello, welcome back to the second meditation of the Meditation Boot Camp. This is Catherine Yarbrough, and today's practice is focused on breath and body awareness. So I invite you to get comfortable. Again, you can be seated or lying down. And bring your awareness to your breath. And you can notice the breath moving in and out of your nose. Or you can notice your belly, your chest, and your back moving with your breath. And you can pay attention to the difference between the inhale and the exhale. The inhale feels like you're blowing up a balloon. It's an expansion on the inside of you. And the exhale feels like a softening, or the air is going out of the balloon and it's like melting. What do you notice on the inhale? What do you notice on the exhale? And now bring your attention to your feet. Feel and sense your feet. Notice any sensations in and around your feet. And if you need to move your feet a little bit to feel them, then go ahead and move them. And that goes with your whole body as you bring your awareness more and more to each part of your body, as I invite you to do that. If you want to move it to feel it better, great. So feel your toes at the end of your feet. Feel the bottom of your feet. And the arches of your feet. And feel the tops of your feet. If you have socks on, you may actually feel the socks touching your feet. And bring your awareness to your ankles. And if you're new to body awareness, or even if you're experienced, sometimes it's hard to discern, to feel and sense the different parts of our body. So if you move them, you can feel them better. So as you bring your awareness to your ankles, feel free to move them. Feel and sense how your ankles are the connecting points between your feet and your legs. Become aware of the inside of your ankles. The outside of your ankles. The backs of your ankles. And the fronts of your ankles. And bring your awareness to your calves, the lower part of your legs. Feel and sense them. Aware of the front part of your calves and the backs of your calves. The front is more bony and the back is more muscular. The outsides of your calves and the insides of your calves. And as you're doing this, just feel and sense your breath again. What are you noticing with your breath? And now become aware of your knees, that middle part of your legs that connects your calves and your thighs, and it's such a great bendy part of your legs. Feel and sense them. Again, moving them, and that goes for every part of your body if you want to. And aware of what happens, you know, just that if you move them, if you bend your legs, you can feel what happens with that joint as the back of it comes closer together when you bend it. Aware of the front part of your knees and the back part of your knees, the inside of your knees and the outside of your knees. And become aware of your thighs. The tops of your legs. The thighs have just these wonderful muscles that help us walk. I mean, the whole body helps us walk, but those thighs, they're just great muscles. So active when we walk. So aware of the inside of your thighs. and the fronts of your thighs. Aware of the outside of your thighs. And the backs of your thighs. And then bring your awareness up to right at the place where your thighs meet your pelvis, your pelvic floor. It's where the first chakra is. It's, you know, really important part of the body to me. Well, the whole body is important, but aware of that area. And someone asked me recently, what is the pelvic floor? Because I'm always saying that. You know, it's just, it's the base of your pelvis where, you know, you're, if you're a woman, where, you know, where you, your urethra and your vagina and your anus, I mean, that whole area. If you're a man, it's where, you know, the anus and all of that is. So just aware of the pelvic floor. It's the bottom of the pelvis. And across, where across through the thigh, I mean through the hips. So noticing any sensations that you experience there. At your pelvic floor, in the hip joints, where the thighs meet the pelvis. And on the outside of the hips, right there. And on the back side. And now bring your awareness up to the lower belly, like where the pelvic bowl is, and that whole area, and the backside, your buttocks, that whole pelvis, the pelvic bowl, your belly, the digestive organs and the sexual organs, all of that in there. Just notice any sensations that you're experiencing right now. On the inside of you, in the front part of you, on the sides of your pelvis, and in the backside. And bring your awareness up to the center of your torso, right around your belly button, between your belly button and your ribs, where your diaphragm is, and underneath that your stomach. So aware of that whole area, the middle and small part of your back. Noticing any sensations. In the inside, in the front, on the sides of you, and in the back of you. And bring your awareness up to your ribs and lungs. And the ribs go all the way around, front to back, and they connect with the spine. So your back as well. So as you breathe, you can feel your ribs moving and your lungs moving. So aware of any sensations. And then also bring your awareness to your heart at the center of your chest. So aware of the inside of your chest, any sensations in the front of your chest, and the sides of your chest, and that goes all the way up to your armpits. And then in the back, behind your heart, in that upper back, and bring your awareness to your shoulders. Feeling the top part of your shoulders. And then the front, and I'm forgetting the name of that bone right there. That bone in the front that goes across on both sides, right around there. And the back part of your shoulders. And bring your awareness to your arms. And first, your upper arm, feel your upper arm, the outside of your upper arm, and the inside of your upper arm. And aware of your elbow joint, the inside of your elbow joint, and the back side of your elbow joint. And aware of your lower arm, the inside of your lower arm, and the outside of your lower arm, and your wrist, the joint between your arms and your hands. Aware of the inside of the wrist and the outside of the wrist. And bring your awareness to your hands and fingers. Feel your palm on the inside, the outside of the hand. And let's bring awareness to each finger, the pinky, the little finger, the fourth finger, that's the ring finger here in the U.S., the middle finger, the second finger, and your thumbs. And bring your awareness up to your face. Aware of your forehead and the sensations between your eyes and your nose. Aware of any sensations in your cheeks, your lips, your mouth, and your jaw. Aware of your whole head, the inside of your head, the top of your head, and the back of your head. Aware of your neck and how your head is connected through the rest of your body through your neck. Another really important place in the body. Everything about your body is important. But these two places seem important to me. So aware of the inside of your neck, the front of your neck, the sides of your neck, and the back of your neck. And become aware of your spine. So it goes all the way from about the center of your skull or your head, down through your neck, through the top part of your back, the middle part of your back, the lower part of your back, and all the way down into the pelvis. Become aware of all of the muscles and nerves that are connected to the spine and how the spine just is the center piece of your entire body. And then once again, bring your awareness to your chest, your belly, and your back as you breathe. And what do you notice? And I'm aware that this breathing feels really good to me. And I'm going to close this practice with a gratitude. So I invite you to join me in identifying three things that you feel grateful for in this moment. And I am grateful for the internet and being able to do this meditation boot camp with people all around the globe. I'm grateful for Facebook and enabling me to connect with people everywhere on the planet, as well as the people I know from where I live here in Maryland. And I'm also grateful for the unfolding of my life, the changes that are happening at both a very deep level and showing themselves in how my life is on a day-to-day basis. So thank you for joining me for this practice, and I will see you next time. Namaste.